This is KCUR 89.3. Nearly 2.9 million students will take advanced placement exams this year that could earn them college credit while they're still in high school. But in most schools, students of color are underrepresented in AP classes. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains what the North Kansas City schools are doing to try to change that.
11th grader Denise Fonbelay was already taking honors classes at Winnetonka High School when she decided to challenge herself with three advanced placement courses.
It was just the next step. Me and my friend, we enrolled together because we thought, like, oh, it would be a great opportunity to just, you know, get a feeling of college classes.
In AP seminar, Fonbelay gets help from classmate Ramla Ahmed, picking a topic for her research paper.
I think you'd be interested in that. That's a good topic.
And you're passionate about it, so.
You know how I can, like, form that into a question?
Fonbelay is the kind of smart, motivated student who should be in AP classes, says Principal Eric Johnson. But schools haven't always done a good job of encouraging Black students like her to enroll.
It's traditionally upper middle class students, white and Asian students, who are taking AP courses.
Johnson wants to change that. 3 years ago, only 20% of students in AP classes were Black or Hispanic in a district that's 40% non-white. As far as Johnson is concerned, that's not a participation gap, but an opportunity gap. And it shortchanged students of color.
Equity has taken a look at what are the needs and how do you position yourself and position the people who need it the most to get them what they need.
Winnetonka has started screening students to identify which ones could do well in AP classes. Counselors then plug them into subjects that align with their interests. In the last 3 years, the number of Black students in AP classes district-wide has increased by 50%, and the number of Hispanic students has doubled. Getting more underrepresented minorities to take AP classes is only the first step, however. That's why Carrie Marcantonio, the AP seminar teacher at Winnetonka, encourages her students to seek help if they need it.
We ask kids to take on a risk by taking an honors class if they've never done honors before, and if they've done honors before, then to try an AP class. But in doing so, we know that they also need some more structure and support.
Winnetonka has a college readiness program known as AVID. It's meant to help low-income and minority students become the first in their family to go to college. And Marcantonio steers new-to-AP students toward AVID as well.
We also do binder checks, which keeps us really organized, and we take notes.
And when students across the country set for AP exams next week, Fonbelay says she'll be ready.
What has been hard is, like, my procrastination, like, timing skills. And then what has been easy, I have AVID to, like, help me keep myself organized.
Today, Sunil Kaluri is a researcher at the University of Southern California, but he used to teach high school social studies. Reached by Skype, he says students of color deserve a chance to succeed in AP classrooms.
As a teacher and as a researcher, I think I've seen that when students step into a room and the room is an AP room where it's hyper-focused and there's high expectations, they live up to them.
That isn't to say there aren't skeptics. Kaluri says when schools open AP classes to more students, there's often pushback from white, middle-class parents whose children have always had access.
And I think there's this concern among parents that, oh man, you're making the curriculum dumb, you're bringing in the riffraff, but that doesn't seem to be the case. The kids who wouldn't have been there get a huge bump, and the kids who were going to be there anyways are not harmed.
Nationally, scores on AP tests have gone down as the number of test takers has gone up. But the impact on white students has been minimal. Between 1997 and 2012, even as scores dropped for Black and Hispanic students, pass rates for white students remained largely unchanged. Kaluri says that's why schools can't just expand access to AP courses. They have to do what North Kansas City is doing and provide their new AP students with the resources they need to be successful. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.